This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is it aluminum or aluminium? For our British listeners, UK Health Radio, I got asked the question. I could almost not do French last hour, so I can't do British.
Where do they
this
get that from? Where
aluminium.
Do they get that from? Because that's not how it's spelled.
I know.
They're putting extra vowels in there and stuff.
We love our British listeners and viewers, but you're wrong on aluminium. It's aluminum.
It's there's like an extra I and an extra U in there when you move to the UK? I don't understand.
I don't know. Somebody will get back to us on that. All right. let's see. What do we got this hour? Yeah, we're going to talk aluminum in a little bit. We've been talking about the pharmaceutical fantasies happening in Washington, D.C. and other things, and calls for censorship. More discussion on that this hour. But first and foremost, it's past my bedtime today, Super D. I'm just, you know, we roll out of bed in time to get the kids ready to go. But this morning, because I went to the Capitol, I set the clock for 6 a.m., and I woke up at 5:45. I'm like, you know, your body goes, oh, no, you're not going to wait till the actual alarm goes off. You got to get up now. And I'm like, oh, man. But, you know, I got down there. It was great, and it was worthwhile. I'm not complaining. I'm really not. I'm just acknowledging it's a different kind of day. But I will brag on myself a little bit because my blood has obviously gotten a little bit thicker, and I don't mean that in a negative context, you know, an ability to tolerate colder weather. Because it was in the 40s, and I was in I wore a suit and a tie. I don't know. I think there's a picture of me and Kristen, and you see I was wearing that. So I just had so I had a t-shirt underneath. I had a shirt and a tie. I mean, a regular jacket, but it's not like a wool thing, a suit and tie. And after this event, we went out and walked around the Capitol area, downtown area, and then walked back. And you know what was really cool? First and foremost, I was not shivering. I felt fine. The sun came out a little bit. I was like, oh, this is great. But I was walking with a guy who's a Marine aviator, right? A pilot in the Marine Corps. And this dude was telling me stories, right? Because he knows about the vaccine issue. He knows about a lot of stuff that I also know about. He was shocked that I knew about stuff. So I'm hoping if he leaves the Marine, I don't know if he's officially out of the Marines yet, but I won't ask him some of these questions until he's out because I don't want anything to happen to him. But, dude, there were some really cool people there today. Really appreciated the people who love liberty getting together. And there are people in our military that know this stuff, that know the Constitution, that see the violations of it from within. Of course, a lot of them are trying to be quiet just so they can get out. But there's some fascinating stories yet to be told. Also, John, you're trying to distract me. See, flattery will get you everywhere. Did you see this in the chat room on YouTube, our simulcast? RSB, you look like you're getting younger. Are you Benjamin Buttoning? Like, really?
Oh, telling you, man. It's all that organic hummus that you eat.
The organic hummus, that's right. Yeah, yes. Exactly. I didn't have the Taco Bell hot sauce just in case I got stranded on the side of the road. Yeah. Also, Dwayne, who's new in the chat room, he's asking, how often do you live stream? Well, we've been doing five out of our six broadcasts a week, live streaming simulcast. But coming the 18th of March, I want to give everybody a heads up. Those of you listening on GCN, GCNlive.com, our syndicator and broadcast radio, we are still going to be with GCN on our Sunday syndicated radio show, but we are transitioning and growing on our weekday show. So our Monday through Friday show, all of them, we're planning to go live, including the Friday show, which a lot of times we would be pre-recording Friday so I can get a half a day extra off, right? Because one day I don't broadcast. So starting the 18th, our plan is to broadcast noon to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 Eastern. Figure it out if you're in between those time zones. And you can still catch the archives later, the rebroadcast, whatever. But YouTube will be streamed live 6 days a week. That is our plan, Super Don. And I think I'm sticking to it.
As long as YouTube will allow us to,
yes,
right?
That is true. Yeah.
With all this talk of all this censorship and all this stuff going on, I mean, it is something we do have to at least consider that, you know, someday they may come knocking on our door. But for the time being, it looks like we're still going to be allowed on YouTube.
Yeah, so we'll have a plan B, C, D, E, and F, and G, I think. I think we will.
I think we'll just invite everybody over to your house.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I think.
Party at the Bells.
There you go.
All right. So let's dive into our first official discussion of the second hour. And I sent this story to you three separate times, Super D, just so we wouldn't overlook it, because I know how busy you are. You can't imagine the things that Super Don does behind the scenes. And this is not about Scott Gottlieb. We already covered that, so we'll put that behind us. Although he'll probably be licking the boots of Julie Gerberding at Merck one day, maybe.
This is about, we're going to talk about aluminium.
Aluminium, that's right.
That's right.
Hospitals withdraw surgical device over aluminium exposure fears. Actually, it's interesting because I'm looking at the headline from The Guardian. That's a British paper, and they do spell it with the extra I.
I told you, they add extra letters to aluminum. Now, if you look at it on a periodic table...
Yeah, it's not spelled that way.
Aluminum.
Yeah. I know. What are we going to do? But regardless, we don't want that in our bodies, okay? That's the point of this. Now, there is irony in this story because they say high concentrations of the metal were detected in fluids passed through this thing called an Enflow system. This is a medical device that takes fluids that they're going to give you intravenously and brings them to body temperature so it's not just a shock. Like coming from the fridge, going into your veins, are you kidding me? Not good. So they have this technology that warms it up. But apparently certain of these machines expose the liquid directly to aluminum heating elements. And depending on the substance, there is reactivity. This could be your moment of chemistry, duh, right? And they said certain things like the saline didn't do this as much, but they found that certain other combinations of liquids that they would be giving to even babies would bring extraordinary levels of aluminium into their system. The concentration reached about 7,000 micrograms per liter, hundreds of times above the U.S. FDA's recommended safe limit of 25 micrograms per liter. So, again, the saline wasn't so bad, but certain fluids, like electrolytes, devastating because it would have a reactivity to the aluminum and bring it into the body. Now, they've pulled, apparently, this is what they say, in an abundance of caution, right? Do you remember this? In an abundance of caution, we've stopped putting mercury in the shots. But we're not agreeing that it's actually harmful, but we're just going to be abundantly cautious. And they use the same language here, interestingly enough. They don't acknowledge that aluminum is very devastating to the brain and nervous system, especially children, but even in so-called Alzheimer's and dementia patients, high levels of aluminium. Remember Chris Exley out of England? He did an analysis of children who had died who also had autism and analyzed their brains and saw aluminum levels in the brain tissue higher than anything he'd ever seen in Alzheimer's patients. So, here's the kicker. Hep B vaccine, first 24 hours of life in America. If you don't know to stop them from doing it, they're almost automatically, without informed consent, going to inject your little baby with aluminum. And yet, they acknowledge the danger of it, but in a vaccine, suddenly it's safe again, right? Y'all don't eat the tuna. There's mercury in the tuna, but boy, if we inject it. No, that's the safe form of mercury. Really? Really? A safe form of mercury, the second most toxic metal that we know of. And you see the hypocrisy, the cognitive dissonance here. And fortunately, the health ranger through Natural News, and one of the writers has a great article here about you being poisoned with aluminum, but also offering an option, silicon-rich waters and foods. We've talked about Exley's discovery, drinking, I think Fiji water had high levels of silica, and that was a way to remove it. But we recommend 100% whole food silica or silicon from a vegetable source that you can get from Alta Health Products, Alta Silica. You can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That's the key for aluminum detoxification. Whereas mercury, the key is selenium. So there are other things that can work, and they can work together. But Super D, did you notice the hypocrisy of this? It's like, we acknowledge it, oh, but sort of not. But in an abundance of caution, we're going to pull this machine off the market, but we're still going to let it fly in those vaccines.
Yeah. Well, and they're talking about water, right? I mean, in this article that there was aluminum in the water, I think, or something.
Well, if you're talking about what they run through the machine, it would bring the aluminum levels up to ridiculous levels that they would then put into the bodies of these children and adults.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the children could be at risk of neurological damage if exposed to such high levels of aluminum. You're right. I mean, that just, you want to laugh, but at the same time, you almost don't want to laugh because it's not funny. It's ridiculous. They're acknowledging the neurological, risk in this situation with this medical device, and so we got to get that device out of there. But I'll bet you in that same hospital, like you said, they're probably injecting vaccines. They have the same aluminum that they're talking about in this article.
Yes. Yeah, folks, again, there's insanity, and it's not on the part of the families and children, the moms and dads and grandpa and grandma that are speaking out against vaccine tyranny. The insanity is happening within those that would actually defend the use of injectable heavy metals. And remember, folks, the flu shot in the multi-dose container contains thimerosal mercury, and even the ones that are in unit dose vials contain mercury, just less of it, because they're not adding extra at the end to preserve it. But the subcomponents in all of these vaccines, often, more often than not, preserved with the thimerosal. And so that trace amounts end up, yes, measured in microgram levels, but there is no basis for a claim that any microgram level injected into a newborn of mercury, much less aluminum, is safe. It's absolutely a non-starter here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well beyond that. We've matured beyond this idea of injecting toxic medicaments into defenseless children. Any defenseless person who thinks, oh, yeah, the doctors, they know better. And I talked to some of these moms with vaccine-injured children. They were all duped, just like all of us at one point in our lives. Doctors are godlike. You just listen to what they say. Yeah, you do so at your own peril. We don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Depression, nutrition, next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Speaking of lovely complexion, just wait till we get the interactive video going in a couple of weeks here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll see really nice complexion. Super Don will be seen live on the air. If he doesn't smear
maybe
the camera with Vaseline.
So well, yeah.
What is that soft right? focus thing going on? You look like Bette Midler over there. What's happening?
Maybe I'll just put the put the camera on the microphone. Just the microphone right. by itself.
This is what Super Don looks like. He looks like a microphone. Well, he sounds right. like one, so why not look like one? All right. Well, listen, I'd be depressed if I didn't get to talk to you every day. Just a little bit, Super D. You bring joy and happiness into my life. And don't think I'm just making that up and saying that to get on your good side.
How deep is your love?
Right? Let's go. Let's play some of that stuff. It's like, oh, man, is it getting sappy around here. All right. I'll find a way to take the S out of Super Don and make him Ooper Don again.
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, nutritional supplements and depression. Here's a scientific article. It's over at Medical Express. We've got it linked up in the show notes. And it says a daily intake of nutritional supplements won't help stave off the onset of depression.
Oh, new study is released. I'm just going to quit taking supplements now.
Forget
just,
it. Yeah. Supplements are trash. Right. They're garbage. Fine. Let's not take any. Right? What is this? How do you make, you know, a blanket statement like that? Basically, you analyze and you say, all right, we've got some depressed people here. Let's talk about your diet. Let's give you some coaching. Here, let's put a group on supplements. And, you know, it doesn't work every time, so it doesn't work at all for everybody. I mean, this is extrapolate much. That's not extrapolation. That's exaggeration. This is in the Journal of the American Medical Association just released today. Team of international researchers, this is at the University of Exeter, conducted what they call a pivotal new study. Where we're going to pivot away from nutrients, right? And it says...
I think they pivoted away from science is what they did.
I think so. They called it the Mood Food Trial. And what they did was they took 1,000 overweight or obese participants from the UK, Netherlands, and Germany and Spain, elevated risk for depression, but not currently depressed. And they put them on, some of the group put, half of them were on supplements, half on placebo. So what do they give them here? All right. Folic acid. Synthetic. If you're starting with folic acid, you're already off the nutritional deep end. This is not helpful. We've talked about the wrong form of a supplement can actually be bad for you and toxic. So if the result is that it didn't help, big moment of duh, in fact. They utilized vitamin D. I don't know. Was it D2? Was it D3? We don't know. But if they're starting with folic acid, I don't have high hopes for them using anything 100% whole food. Omega-3 fish oils. Great. No problem there, except are they rancid? Tell me about the quality. Is there any mercury in them? I don't know. Zinc. What form of zinc? Is it a chelate? They're trying to trick you into absorbing it? It's not 100% whole food. It's not going to work the way you think it will. And finally, selenium. Was it sodium selenite? Was it 100% whole food? I doubt it. And they say that they work no better than the placebos in helping participants prevent depression over 1 year. Again, you want to determine to find that supplements don't work? Do it like they did it. Do it like they did it.
Well, look, I mean, there's so many things that are wrong, you know, with this situation. Because they're not taking into account any variables at all. None. It's just like we gave it. First off, I'm going to guess there's more than five supplements that exist in the supplement world. Okay? So to make a blanket statement that supplements don't help with preventing depression, just shut up. Where are you coming up with this headline? Yo, did you try anything else other than these five supplements? And as you said, the source of the supplements, the quality of the supplements, how are these people's diet? I mean, did we really look at what kind of food are they eating?
They went Mediterranean, apparently.
Did their cat just die? I mean, we don't know any of these variables that could be taking part in their depression if they get depression. So this is junk science, man. Yeah. I mean, this is junk science if I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm. There was a suggestion that changing food-related behavior and diet may help to prevent depression, but this requires further investigation. So they're saying that it wasn't a total loss, that there is some evidence of some benefit. But they said the benefit helped most when you did have some kind of guidance or counseling, which makes sense if you want to help people to eat better, right? And then so there was some benefit measurable, but then they come out with the blanket thing, don't take supplements.
Supplements
Big Pharma has nothing
work.
To do with that, right? No competition. But it really isn't any competition if you take synthetic fake nutrients that the vast majority of the dietary supplement industry promotes. And a lot of our health food stores, not our friends here, they know better. But if you're going to supplement, make sure it's 100% whole food. That is a difference maker. That's the way you are designed by God to utilize the nutrients that can help you. By the way, CBD can help. They didn't talk about sepia, the inky juice of the cuttlefish, homeopathic sepia, as well for depression. There's a lot more to it, but we got to take a break. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for veterans.
Our mission is to mobilize every level of American society to save the lives of our great veterans and support our heroes in need.
Today at the White House, the president signed an executive order that's meant to curb suicide among military veterans. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For a moment there, I thought we were censored, but I guess we're back. All right.
We got another thing coming.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Can you stand it? Well, I do. I do stand-up radio. I'm standing right now. Sometimes. I wonder when we're doing the new show if we end up going three. Because, like I said, the weird thing about what we can do Monday through Friday, people have been saying, do a third hour. Well, if we're not out of juice, you know, so to speak, we could keep going. So it's an interesting dilemma we have looking forward to that. Different part of the day, but whenever you can join us live or later, it's okay. We're welcoming you. RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com. Upcoming event, Super D. I thought maybe we could go a little early on that because you're going to be so gaga over the coffee story we're ending with, we might forget.
Oh, jeez. I like coffee, but not that much. Jeez.
You don't like it that much?
Yeah. All right. Upcoming events. Now, I'll tell you, the way that I am was able to see what the upcoming events are is because over at our website, RobertScottBell.com, you can go click on the upcoming events page, and we will try and keep that up to date on all the things you might want to get plugged into, including the Thyroid Reset Summit, which I think we're on day two of now, which you can sign up. It's free and online. And a bunch of cool people talking about how to do good things with your thyroid. The Perimenopause Summit's coming up on March 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be broadcasting live from the NOCO Hemp Expo in Denver, Colorado on March 29th and 30th. Looking forward to that. Total Health 2019 will be taking place in Toronto, Canada, where I don't know if they say aluminium up there or not.
We'll have to
figure that out.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah. Then we got the Chronic Lyme Disease Summit April 15th. We've got Autism 1 on May 22nd, and then May 25th and May 26th. Really do want you to look into going to the Advanced Medicine Conference. This is going to be going on in Pasadena with Dr. Batar. Robert, you're going to be speaking at it. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bruce Lipton's going to be there. Del Bigtree is going to be there. Ty Bollinger's going to be there. A whole bunch of other people. And if you get over there now, you still have time to get discounts on tickets.
Yes.
So,
and I know that people tend to wait to the last minute, but if you know you want to have a great adventure in the healing weekend, Memorial Day in L.A. area. My goodness, plan now. It's not like showing up to an online webinar. This is like, yeah, come out and see us. We're going to have time to interact. It's going to be great. And it's been a while since we've been back in Southern California. So look forward to seeing y'all there. Now, let's go back to censorship discussion. This is a very real issue. As I said, make them own the censorship claim. Make them own that they want to censor you. Go, you want to censor me? Let make them say, yes, I want to censor you. Good. All right. Let's get that out of the way now. And then we see what tyranny is like. Socialism, fascism, communism, this idea of government control of everything, ownership control of everything. And, you know, CNN, of course, has gone bonkers in trying to claim that certain books available on Amazon and other, it should be banned. We don't like that science book. I mean, this is really back to book burning levels. The Communist News Network, CNN, is calling for. Now, there are other things that are going on, too, because there are what we call 501c3 nonprofits. Some of these nonprofits in the realm of autism or the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, which has been going around for decades, they are legitimate nonprofits if you believe in that concept. And they're part of what this thing is called Amazon Smile. Amazon Smile, which means you can choose that, you know, if you direct people to buy stuff and link through that, everybody that buys through that link, a little bit will be donated to the charity of your choice. But it appears that some folks are not happy about this. And so the headline in The Guardian, again, a UK newspaper, says, revealed, Amazon Smile helps fund anti-vaccine groups. We've got to put an end to this. So now it's not just a matter of speech in terms of talking. It's a matter of funding. It's hitting you economically, which is really like a violent act, almost like theft. They're going, Amazon, you better stop that. We're glad that you no longer stream the, you know, the movie Vax from cover up to catastrophe. But this is beyond the pale because some people are promoting as a charity the National Vaccine Information Center. Other what they call anti-vaccine organizations, which are really health freedom organizations, truth be told, American Citizens for Health Choice, National Health Freedom Coalition, Michigan for Vaccine Choice, Texans for Vaccine Freedom, A Voice for Choice, and Informed Consent Action Network, also eligible for the donations. And they're like wanting to put pressure on Amazon and Bezos. You better stop this. You better stop this or we're going to boycott, right?
It worked. It's worked so far. And this is why they're doing this. You know, it's kind of like they're like, well, hey, you know, let's see if maybe we can get them to stop streaming stuff on Amazon Prime. Boom. Mm-hmm. It worked. So now they're going, oh, okay, well, let's see if we can get them to stop maybe doing the Amazon Smile donation thing. And if that works, boom. Then they'll be like, well, okay, let's see if we can get them to actually stop selling the books and the DVDs. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're going to go as far as they can go with this. You know, this weird mob rule, you know, dog pile type of thing where they're just trying to get away with as much as they can right now until eventually, like I've predicted, this is going to end up going to court. because
yeah, there's
going
to be pushback in the courts eventually.
Yeah, there has to be at some point. There has.
But where are the leftist groups that have defended in the past freedom of speech? I've called them out. It's disgusting because the people on the political left were the ones that were always screaming at the political right, saying they're going to censor you. The religious right wants to take away our freedom of speech. I don't see them doing that. I see it coming from the religious left. And I've had to, you know, because people say, why do you have to politicize things? Well, I'm just calling out something that I think the people within the left, that if they have principles, and some of them do, but many of them don't, because they are on board with the censorship idea. They are on board with this mandating vaccines idea. They're on board that the government owns you and your children idea. And that is collectivism, socialism, communism. And that's a very dangerous idea because that's where people get hurt and killed. And they already are under the vaccine program semi-mandates. They're going after age of autism in here. And, you know, they say, well, the discredited idea that autism is caused by excessive vaccinations. Well, even one can do it now. Discredited because the paper says it's discredited. Again, this is going back to Ethan Hershberger and his official stories. You know, his argument, don't listen to those things that are not official. That's fake. Well, I got news for you, kid. Read official stories. If you have the courage of your convictions to say, you know, no, I'm looking into this stuff. If you are, I'll even give you one of Liam's books if you're going to read it. But I doubt that he will at this point. Now, Facebook has apparently a fake news war room. Again, another British newspaper. Right? British newspapers all over this today.
They are Facebook, all over. You're right.
Fake book. Fake news war room. And somebody's writing that says, you war room people should be targeting these anti-vaxxers. Because they've argued that, what? Even the private groups, the people that are already in a lot of agreement, they want to shut down your ability to speak about vaccines, at least without counter-programming, counter-propaganda present in here. And again, that gets to such a ridiculous level of, my goodness, it's not only that we don't want the public to see what y'all are talking about, we don't want you to be able to talk about it amongst yourselves. Right? How afraid are they, Super Don, if they're resorting to this tactic?
Well, we'll see if this happens. I suppose it could, because the war room, that was created in response to the election, right? Because what they want to do is they want to monitor the fake news that got Donald Trump elected, right? They don't want that to happen again. And so that's what that was formed for. But this guy is saying, hey, look, you know, I mean, that's important, but maybe we could use, you know, you guys for something better. Like, let's go after all the anti-vaccine views on Facebook. So, yeah, you know, I guess nothing will surprise me too much at this point if they were to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I ask the same question. What is going on in the U.K.? This is the second story now where they're bringing up the anti-vaxxers.
Have you seen V for Vendetta?
That's right.
Go watch that film. I mean, you think that the logical extension would be to ban Hollywood films that promote this idea that big pharma and big government and big media would collude against your best interest, resulting even in death, for instance, which is truly what happens here. Now, Super D, I want to get ahead of ourselves just for a moment here. I know that the Children's Health Defense Group is sending letters to Facebook, Amazon, and Google. I don't know what impact it'll have.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of censoring what they're doing in terms of discussion of vaccines or anything like that, and it's based on, my gosh, do you know how many people are dying every year of quote-unquote vaccine-preventable diseases? Like, all right, do your theoretical math, and we're going to get into this more tomorrow. I just want to plant the seeds for this. Y'all think about this. If it really is the crisis, and if it really is about life and death, that we're really concerned about people dying, if you guys are going to promote something or talk about something that could result in harm, how many things on that list of so-called deaths, causes of death, are way higher than the theory that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die? Loads, and including, you know, number one on the list, on my list, is modern medicine and their drugs that they promote. But even car accidents, my gosh, shouldn't they be calling for an outright ban, a censorship of people that are promoting cars or talking about cars in private groups, how much they like them? because they might go out and take the car and might die or kill somebody? I mean, isn't this a logical extension if they're really concerned about the health and safety of kids or all of us, that they would be going after the real big causes of death as opposed to the theoretical ones?
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at the list, on most lists, they're going to put number one, the number one cause of death is going to be heart disease. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much everywhere.
So you should ban fast food commercials and discussion about fast food.
I'm thinking that instead of demonizing Andrew Wakefield, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should demonize Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, right? She would be the Andrew Wakefield of heart disease, I suppose, right?
Right.
We're talking the difference of, I've seen an estimation of between 50 and 90,000 deaths due to vaccine-preventable diseases. When you've got 600,000 people, their estimate, a year dying from heart disease.
Oh, 106,000 to 784,000 Americans dying of modern medicine, medical drugs, even properly used, administered, and prescribed. Where's the outrage there? You really care about the health of the children, the health of the people of America? Why aren't you calling for the censorship of that? Because it's not a genuine argument. They are disingenuous, and that is an understatement. Back with some espresso after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, everybody wants some what? Hopefully freedom. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 20th year in broadcast radio. Look at that. Steve Bell did that. 20-plus years of broadcasting in radio. We're still going to be on radio on our Sunday show, but we've exploded and blown up big on the web. I mean, that's just the nature of how media is being delivered on their phones. People are downloading stuff, and truckers are going across country with this stuff. And so we'll have audio and video streams. All of that will be available. And guess what? Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, back in the fold, helping us get the word out through natural news radio. So Super D, get ready for the influx, the inflow of a lot of new folks over the years that kind of lost sight of us after we, the natural news radio kind of went kind of quiet. And then we went on to GCN. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening. And please share. Be generous. Share the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty with your friends and family and even frenemies. They might learn something that's going to make them less than an enemy and more of a friend to you. So that's what we're all about here. So coffee. One of the memes that, you know, when I opened up one of my lectures, I think, at The Truth About Cancer, and I opened up talking about Superdot, and I said, you know, something about, do you remember that?
I've got this audio somewhere, yeah.
And well, I don't even know the basis of it, but it was...
You were talking about me, and then you mentioned how I was a big fan of coffee, but there was this one problem that I put it in the wrong end.
That puts it in the wrong end, right.
Yeah.
It was one of the best coffee enema jokes I've ever done, and it got a laugh, and then Steve Feld actually made a meme of it, too. We'll have to put that up there as well eventually. But, you know, your love of coffee is legendary, and I can appreciate a good cup of coffee. I don't drink it much because I'm very sensitive to the caffeine, although I like my yerba mate every day. But once we learned about coffee's impact up what Superdon would call the wrong end, of course, then we became fans of coffee. Organic, of course. But there is, I guess there are scientific forces involved in the perfect cup. And that leads us to today's...
Great moments in science. Great moments in science.
How do you brew the perfect cup of espresso? I don't even claim to be in the conversation here, Super D. You got to help me on this one. You're my expert pal, my buddy.
Well,
what is this?
I got to say, usually when we do a great moments in science, we're mocking a scientific study that is just like so dumb that we don't even know why they think. In this case, I'm going to give an exception. This is my confirmation bias, a moment of the day.
Yes.
Because this is a release that was done by a researcher in the American Chemical Society.
Yeah.
And what they did is they found that, and apparently he must really love coffee, that there are a lot of important details that go into brewing the perfect cup of espresso. I have to assume this applies to coffee as well.
Okay.
So, you know, it has, you know, things like the grinding process, let's say, okay, where, you know, there's a certain point when you're grinding coffee that you get like that perfect grind. But if you grind it too much, then the little, you know, the coffee particles are too small, and then you're losing, you know, some of the the premium extraction of the coffee with the grinds.
Is and that then, where Super Don? Before you go, is that where people get that saying? Like, if they're really upset, that really grinds my gears.
Grinds,
I mean, if you've overground
gears, that's not coffee.
That's not coffee.
Okay. That's cheers.
Right. Thank you.
Then the water, of course, is important. Now, I've never had coffee made with Echo water.
Echo water.
That might be pretty awesome. I might have to try that. But, you know, if there's certain minerals in the water, that can affect it as well. So, basically, what it came down to is if you can perfect the coffee-to-water ratio, the water pressure, the maximum extraction can be, you know, determined, then you can get the perfect cup of coffee. However, the problem is that it would probably take you 3 hours to make your coffee in the morning and about $1 million worth of lab equipment. So realistically, you're just going to have to figure out a way to do it cheaper, I guess.
All right. By the way, speaking of Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center, they had a cold brew that they made at home. It was great. I mean, it's like I like coffee. I just
the only problem with cold brew?
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem with cold brew is it's super easy to drink.
Yeah.
So you can end up drinking like a gallon of coffee and then like, you won't sleep for a week.
Right. Yeah. Pour it over some raw organic ice cream. Maybe that would be the way to do it. Mmm, ice cream. Right? We don't get that much here. I don't know why. Go out and eat the snow. Not the yellow snow, of course. All right, folks. Great show. Thank you to Kristen Chevrier. Chevrier? Yes, we said the French word. Sorry about the aluminium cracks for our British listeners. We'll be back tomorrow going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Why? Why would we do that? Because the power to heal is yours. That is why.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.